It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. Now, INXS was founded in 1977, Sydney, Australia. About the time that the music was becoming very popular here in the States, I was putting on roller skates. And I remember going around the skating rink with INXS music. Right now, I have on the line with me Andrew Ferris, and he is in Australia as we speak. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Andrew Ferris.
How are you, Mark? How are you doing?
Man, I am doing fine. Did you ever have anybody talk about being at the skating rink and listening to your music?
Well, I remember, actually, a few things like that. I can remember when the record label, Atlantic Records, many years ago, gave us a platinum record award, which actually was Ahmet Erdogan, and it was on the top of Rockefeller Plaza in New York City. And being an Australian, that was all pretty exotic, let me tell you. So anyway, but we're on this ice rink, I think, you know. And I've always been a terrible skater, and whether it's on wheels or blades or whatever, and I'm struggling to keep myself upright. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
I'm moving around on this ice or whatever.
I didn't say I was a good skater.
You know, what I remember, you know, about skating and all that. And, yeah, you know, that's one thing I've noticed over the years is, especially some of you know, NXS's more up-tempo tunes, you know, have been really popular to do with sporting events and, you know, public sort of things or whatever. You know, we're one of those acts, I think, that people like to have our music running. We're pretty fortunate, really.
Well, you're exactly 20 years older than I am. So the group started in 1977. I was born in 79. I'm 41. You're 61. So I was just catching up with you guys by the time I was turning around 9, 10, 11 years old, if that tells you anything.
Right. Well, I'm glad you're here now.
You well, know, thank you.
Look, and I'm just getting started at what I'm doing. Of course, I've always been a songwriter.
Sure.
That's my main thing I've done in my life. I write songs, and like you were saying, people play them in skating rinks or whatever. But I can't stop writing songs. I've tried to, just I can't help it.
Wow. I was reading about the fact that you and Michael Hutchence had written over 300 songs together. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, Michael was a prolific writer too. It was something that I think, you know, I really miss Michael. He was my friend, my buddy, but he was amazing lyricist as well. But how we worked together, and a lot of people probably don't fully understand this, is that it wasn't like we were competitive. You know, we didn't, like, I've got a better guitar riff than you, and I can write a better lyric than you, and all this kind of stuff. It wasn't like that. The way we worked is we had very polarized, like, skill sets, you know. Michael's focus was always on the lyric, and he didn't play a musical instrument. His voice was his instrument, and boy, what a voice he had.
Wow. Wow.
But, yeah, great singer, one of the world's great singers ever, in my opinion. Anyway, but I can sing a bit, and I write lyrics, too, and I like my lyrics. I take them seriously. And Michael used to take them seriously, too. But I play lots of different instruments. So when we worked together, there was something that happened with the two of us where we weren't competitive. You see what I mean? It wasn't like I'm better than you, and like it didn't work like that. So that was one of the reasons we were comfortable in working so much together.
Well, when you think about it, a person who sings needs somebody who plays, and it's a whole different ball game. My grandmother, who played the piano, I would actually put words to paper, and then she would help create the music with the piano. And it really worked out nicely because we could take our two talents and put them together to be able to make music.
There you go. Yeah, I agree with that. That's good.
Oh, it was great. And one of the things, of course, with COVID-19, you had all these big plans. Love Makes the World. This is the 30th anniversary of NXS. COVID really put a damper on some of that.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, trying to condense something complicated into something simple, is I was actually releasing my self-titled LP called Andrew Farris, because I got no imagination. Anyway, I already released two tracks from my LP, which were Come Midnight and Good Mama Bad. They both got videos on YouTube, which I put a lot of work into. If you want to have a laugh, watch them.
All right.
Anyway, and then the pandemic kicked in. You're right. The world went nuts. And the record label for me there in the U.S., being Broken Bow Records out of Nashville and BMG for the rest of the world, including Australia, suggested I pause my album release, you see. And I wasn't thrilled about that, you know. But they said, look, hey, Andrew, you keep releasing songs all day long. But, you know, everyone's gone home. They're self-isolating. They're worried about their friends and family and their health. And it made perfect sense to me, even though I wasn't happy about it. And I walked around. I thought about it for a while. I don't live on the coast in Australia. I don't live in the suburbs. I live about 5 hours inland in what you call the outback in Australia. Okay. So I'm used to the country life, you know. And we've been through terrible droughts out here and fires. And anyway, but so the pandemic came in, and then I was walking around outdoors and thinking about, because I work on my farm, and I was thinking, well, I've got these other songs. I've got these other songs that are more emotional songs, like Love Makes the World, like All the Stars Are Mine.
My
like
Brother.
Tears in the, yeah, My Brother, that's it. All these songs, I had them, and I had them recorded, luckily. And I thought, well, I'll take these songs to the record label. Maybe they'll like them. And I said, look, I, I really feel frustrated. I feel like I need to be putting music out, and these songs, these lyrics might work. And I thought they'd say, no, we don't want to do that, you know. And they surprised me. They said, that's a great idea. So I'm like, oh, so the next minute, now, you're right. Now that's why we're talking about it.
Well, did you find, I mean, I guess this is from the outside looking in, but a person who has had success in the music business, when you go to a label, and I realize that y'all started in 1977, but your reputation, your name, when you go somewhere with your music, is it still difficult to have someone say, yeah, okay, Andrew, we'll take what you're giving us and we want to play it because you are you?
Well, I guess given the runs on the board I've had as a songwriter over the years around the world, that sure helps. And, the fame of In Excess, whatever we did out there, yeah, that all helps. I won't deny that. But then on the other hand, you know, you're only as good as the last song you wrote or the
right.
last thing that you're involved in. And you know what I mean? Like you,
yes.
It's not just that. It's a bit more complicated than that. You need to be aware of what's going on in the world around you right now. That's important too. And I've always, felt that, I've tried to always think about my songwriting like that, to think about other people, and other songwriters. That's one of the reasons I like working with other songwriters, because every time I work with another songwriter, I always learn something, whether it's guys and girls. I might learn something about their life or their philosophies or their take on things, and they might learn a little bit maybe from me about, the same thing. But what I'm saying is that, at the end of the day, you're lucky if anyone likes you, as John Lennon used to say.
Well, when I think about it as we're talking, my dad's generation, my dad was 58 years old when he passed. But when we're thinking about my parents' generation, that 20 years older group, yeah, they know who NXS is. And so you have to capture this generation, my generation too, 20 years younger, and have it fit where this market of my age group and my generation says, I really like what Andrew's putting out, and I want to go listen to that some more.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. And I think we're In Excess was really lucky as a band. And I would like to say that we were, what's the word? We were tuned in to, affairs and current affairs around the world.
Sure.
When we were working as a band. We worked in 52 countries.
Wow.
We do it a lot in the U.S. as well over the years. And in many other countries, even though we're Australians. And what I used to find is that because of those experiences of us traveling so much, and we were citizens of the world for a while there, we just lived out of suitcases and played our music and wrote and recorded in other countries, including America. Some of our recordings were recorded in the U.S. and in many other countries. In fact, I'll say though that I'll give it to the generation above me. Where I can probably say the most exciting recording experience I ever had in my life, one of the great musical things that happened to me in my life was a couple of them. Actually, the first band I ever saw was the Beatles, but probably the most exciting thing I ever was involved with was professionally was that In Excess was recording in Studio Guillaume Tell in Paris, and downstairs was Mr. Ray Charles, and someone said, why don't you send a song down there and see if he's going to record it? And I'm like, oh, he's not going to want to record it. What are you talking about? He's Ray Charles, man. So we send these songs down, and a message comes back up from the studio that Mr. Charles is working in, and he says, yeah, I'd love to do these.
Wow.
And we're like, what? so Michael and I, yeah. So I know, wow, right? So next minute, we're in New York City, downtown New York, shooting a video with Mr. Charles. And he did a duet on one of the In Excess albums with us, right? And then we ended up playing live on the David Letterman show, playing this song, right? Now, I got to tell you, I had to play keyboard, and I'm singing in front of Ray Charles and going, man, you better be good. That's Mr. Ray Charles right there,
yeah.
On the stage. Yeah, and as far as I know, I think In Excess was the only band he ever did anything with, like a rock band or whatever. I could be wrong about that, but I think so.
You asked for it, and you got it.
Yeah, I know. Careful what you wish for, right?
Exactly.
No, no regrets. you know.
Sure.
And my dad, you know, he used to have Ray Charles records, you know, when we were kids growing up.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
yeah.
And from, you know, and I still have them too. But the thing is, I think one of the things that NXS is really fortunate to have too was that we are still, you know, NXS's music still played all around the world in many commercial radio formats, and that's unusual. You know, that, I think that's kind of, I don't know how to explain that anymore. I wish I knew. I wish I was that clever. All I know is we were very fortunate to have mixed up musical genres as a group of people. And I think that thing has given us the longevity on radio.
No, exactly right. Because for most music, it has its time, it has its era, and then it's out. And then there's those songs, like you speak of Ray Charles, he has a ton of songs that continue to live on. They're timeless, but that's just not always found in the music industry, that there's a song that's just timeless.
Exactly. And one of the interesting things about what we're talking about here, too, is Mr. Charles wandered into country music as well.
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you bring in Conway Twitty. I mean, Conway Twitty and Ray Charles did a song together. I mean, they were doing music together, too. So you talk about the heart of country with Conway Twitty and mixing in Ray Charles and singing Georgia and all these songs that are just timeless classics.
That's it. And my journey, you know, little old me, you know, is Andrew Farris. I'm a songwriter. And a lot of people say, Andrew, what are you doing, you know, within this country sort of music, you know, genre you're wandering around in? And I say, well, because I'm a songwriter and I feel comfortable doing this at the moment. I've always loved country music and I like the cross-pollination of different, you know, of different musics coming in and out of country. I think that's cool too. And I like a lot of contemporary country, but I also like a lot of older country. And I mean by that, really older. You know, and going back to Hank Williams and all the cowboy era people who were, I really love it all.
I just had Roy Rogers and Dale Rogers' daughter on the show this week. When you go back to cowboy music, you know, Eddie Arnold, Roy Rogers, and these cowboy, my grandfather, born in Texas, loved the cowboy music, the Western music. That was really a great interview to get to have with Roy's daughter.
Yeah. And, that's cool. And also my journey into what I'm doing now as Andrew Farris, and having a lot of country influence in my music I'm making now, is also because I don't live in the city. I live in the outback, and it's kind of funny. I said to someone the other day, all the people who work and live around me where I live all look like they're in the country music industry because I don't live in the city. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, so No one's pretending. They really are like that.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable too because that's where I live. But I also feel comfortable with the music genre and also being a songwriter. When I first started traveling from Dayton in Ohio, where my wife's family are based there, and I started rolling down Highway 75 into Nashville and had friends there anyway, because NXS used to tour there as one of many cities, great cities in the U.S. that we used to tour. But I went down there to start writing songs, and around about that time, Marlena, my wife, and I went down the Mexican border and rode horses around on Chiricahua Mountains area where Geronimo surrendered and Cochise had his stronghold up there, and I had a first-hand education on the back of a horse of some of your national monument areas, like Stagecoach routes and Tombstone up the road there, which is not a Hollywood film. It's a real place.
Exactly.
And all this sort of stuff, right? And I had a first-hand education. And I on the back of a horse. And it wasn't easy. And it was hot, dusty. It was snowing at one point when we rode up a mountain. But it really affected me in a way I didn't see coming. And I went back to Nashville as a songwriter. And someone said, hey, Andrew, what do you want to write a song about? I knew it was, I kind of felt uncomfortable when I was sitting there. I want to write about the Old West. And they're kind of staring at me like, hey, you know that's all in the past. That's all in the past. You know what I mean? And I'm like, yeah, I know that. Okay. But it's what it bit me. The bug bit me.
Wow.
Like and also, culturally, there's a lot of similarities between that early era, you know, especially 1880s around there, very similar culturally to Australia, believe it or not.
Interesting.
you know, to me, you know, there's so many similarities that, you know, we had, what, instead of outlaws, I guess we call them bush rangers, and guys that rode around and, you know, just held up stage coaches and stuff. And, you know, we had the same thing going on in our country, you know, these crazy guys in this wilderness running around. And, you know, and I think that's where, as a songwriter, you see, that's when the light came on in my mind. I thought, I've never been good at chasing a train, okay? Like, if there's a contemporary movement at the moment and everyone's jumping on the bandwagon, I've never been good at that stuff. I don't like it. I'd rather do something that I feel really comfortable with, even if people think it's loopy or it's out the window or whatever. I don't care, because I'm happy then. I feel comfortable. And as a songwriter, I'm really enjoying myself right now.
It's being true to yourself.
That's it.
Can we take a break, Andrew, and come right back and talk about Love Makes the World and talk about more about your work in the music business?
Okay.
Folks, we're talking to Andrew Ferris. He is co-founder of NXS. He is currently in Australia right now. We're doing an interview, and we're talking about Love Makes the World. He has taken this music and developed it for you. And unfortunately, COVID-19 did put a damper on the initial release, but he's all in now, and we're ready to roll. October 2nd, I believe, was the date when everything rolled out. But here he is on the Mark White Show. I hope you'll continue to listen as we talk. I mean, I'm enjoying this conversation. I hope you are, too. You're listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White. You want a mic
kind. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. Or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you could snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom, I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom, bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen now. Brother is the second song on my 5-track EP. My Brother is essentially a song about loss and loss of a male figure in your life or a life. And I co-wrote the song with John Stevens, and I pay respect to John because he lost someone very close to him in his life, as I lost a male figure in my life that was close to me. Sometimes men aren't very good at talking about certain subjects, and loss is one of them. But I felt it was the right time for this song to come out. I actually wrote it some years ago, and I was just uncomfortable about it for a while, but now I feel it's the right time to put the song out.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I have really enjoyed this conversation with Andrew Ferris so far. NXS, 1977, I mentioned at the start. It's 2 years before I'm born, but by the time their music was getting noticed, I was listening to it. And down on the, well, Highway 72 had the old skating rink, and I would spend my afternoons there, and NXS was played over and over again. Andrew Ferris is on the line with me right now because his passion is writing songs, and he's not limited to a specific genre, but he wants to reach out across different genres and just write what he believes in, and that's what makes him as a person. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Andrew Ferris.
Hey, thanks, Mark, and it's great to talk to you, too. How are you doing?
I am doing great, and one of the things I do think about, and I mentioned it earlier, the song My Brother. The Mark White Show always recognizes difference makers in our communities. I share their stories to encourage and inspire. I talk about organizations. I talk about individuals, families, and groups. If somebody's doing something that can touch somebody's heart and make a difference in their life, I want to talk about it. And we talked about depression and my own personal depression and the things that I have dealt with. When we think about suicide and what COVID-19, the effect that it's having on people, I'm sure that this subject is coming into people's minds very often. One of those things we really need to pull the curtain back, so to speak, so that people know that this is an issue that a lot of people have. They're not alone, and it's not a subject that's taboo. It's a subject that needs to be discussed.
Absolutely. And, you know, fortune favors the brave, and I'm glad that you're still here, Mark, and I'm sure all the listeners would agree with that. And I got to say that you made me a little bit emotional then, but one of the songs on my EP is called My Brother, and I co-wrote that song with a good pal of mine, John Stevens, and he had lost his brother very sadly to suicide, and I'd lost a very good friend of mine too to that terrible thing. And the thing I got to say about it all is that that it affects people around you. You might be gone after it, but the shock waves, if you like, of what that does to other people around you, you might want to keep that in mind.
Yes.
When you think about that, is that, you know, and that it hurts people, and that travels for quite some distance with people, and so it's kind of a very difficult subject. But I think I got to say that. That's just one song of five songs on my EP. My EP is called Love Makes the World, and I call that the balance, let's say, of a song like My Brother that's on my EP. Love Makes the World is almost, antithesis of that song where, Love Makes the World is really about none of us gets through life without help from other people.
Yes.
So if you're struggling in life, talk to someone about what's happening to you. And, you know, let someone know how you're feeling because, you know, my dad used to say that no one gets through life without help from other people. And that's the important thing. You're not alone. There's other people who can share your experiences, good or bad, with you. And so talk to someone about it, you know.
What about your other songs? As people start to listen to Love Makes the World, what do you – I mean, you can't decide for a person what they get from your song necessarily, but you have an idea – yourself with the message. And as you know, people take a song once it's out there, and like a painting, they look at a painting and they see it differently than someone else. They hear a song and they view it differently than someone else. But for Andrew Ferris, what do you want people to get from Love Makes the World?
Yeah, thanks. Well, Mark, I would probably just say, I hope I can put a little bit of sunshine in someone's life. And they might like some of these songs and some of my music. And I really appreciate anyone listening to any of it. And, I really mean that. And I hope to be able to come out again and play some of this music live to people because what we're going through in the world right now is we've been, you know, we all had to isolate from each other and be separated from each other. And that's just not natural as human beings, but it's something we've had to do. And all I know is we only have one world and one earth that we all live on. And we better look after it and be nice to each other.
We have to find where we can make connections with people, with our neighbors, even people that we may not agree with. I mean, nobody agrees all the time, right? If we can find common ground, you can find a place just about with anybody on the planet where you can connect and you can share a smile, you can share an act of kindness. That's not impossible at all.
No, it's not impossible. It's easier than you think.
Yes.
And I want all your listeners out there to know that us down here in Australia, we miss you guys because I got family there in the U.S. And anyway, hopefully I can one day play my music to everyone.
Tell people how to find your music before you go.
Oh, okay. Well, they can find it on either andrewfarris.com or go to Broken Bow Records there in Nashville or BMG.
All right, buddy. Well, you take care of yourself. It's been great talking to you. Thank you for sharing your music with us. I want folks to go check out Love Makes the World, this 30th anniversary of X. And, of course, the coronavirus slowed it down. But, man, we're moving forward now. Thank you, Andrew.
All right. You take care out there, Mark.
All right. See you, buddy.
Bye.
Folks, that was Andrew Farris, co-founder of NXS, beginning in 1977. Here we are in 2020, the 30th anniversary of X. And he has some new music out. And I want you to check out Love Makes the World. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And I could never find a girl like you. Someone who understands me as well as I know you. Your company anytime. Come
in. Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine. This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Cherise Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello.
Kyla,
I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.